Wasn't good, could have been worse. That was the verdict of one of those economic prognosticating outfits as we head into this holiday weekend with the latest job figures. The unemployment rate actually fell 2 ticks to 9.5%, but that's mostly because a lot of people got discouraged and gave up looking for a job, which means they are not even counted anymore. Payrolls dropped by 125,000 jobs, but most of that was because temporary census workers are done. So what's the big picture here? We asked Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman to suss it out for us.
Gary Burtless at the Brookings Institution has seen plenty of recession recovery cycles since he became an economist in the late 1970s. He says the employment hole we've got to dig out from this time is the deepest yet.
Somewhere between 8 and 9 million. That's how many additional jobs beyond the 130,000 to 150,000 a month that we need just to stay level.
Just how hard will it be to get back to break even? Burtless says consider two of the biggest employment sectors, construction and manufacturing. Construction lost a quarter of its workforce, and a year into the recovery, it's still shrinking because of the glut from the housing boom. Manufacturing employment shrunk by more than 15% in the recession.
We know from the post-war record that manufacturing doesn't necessarily come back.
Factories have started hiring again, but Burtless thinks some of the lost jobs will never return. You can blame cheap foreign competition and productivity gains for that. The bright spots in the recession have been healthcare, education, and government, but even some of that is faltering.
State and local governments faced very dire budget situation, and I'm afraid a lot are probably going to shrink their payrolls.
The federal government, of course, already has, with the end of temporary census work, which kicks 500,000 or so mostly white-collar workers onto the unemployment rolls.
For me, it's back to the full-time job hunt.
51-year-old Larry Lomax looked for almost a year before finally landing a job with the census in January. He stayed 6 months and finished up today, using his previous experience as an insurance executive and IT manager to move up the ranks. He says there was solidarity at the census.
Some of my colleagues along the way, we all cheered for each other as people found jobs and went on to full-time regular employment.
Though they were few and far between, Lomax kept sending out resumes the whole time and didn't get a bite in what is still a fiercely competitive job market. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
So the overall unemployment numbers aren't pretty, but the complete picture is in some ways incomplete. When you break down these numbers by race, an even worse situation emerges for African Americans. UC Berkeley's Center for Labor Research released its first Black Employment and Unemployment Index today. Stephen Pitts is a labor policy specialist there and joins us for a look at the results. Welcome to the program.
How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. What was the unemployment situation for Black Americans before the recession, and how has that changed, including the latest figures out today?
The last month's reports were 15.4% for African Americans, and that's virtually unchanged from the rate of 15.5% in May. If you compare it to what was happening at the beginning of the recession in December of 2007, the rates were 9.0. So we see an increase by a good 6 percentage points.
And again, just to point out the obvious, that is much, much higher than the overall unemployment rate.
Yes, it is. You see roughly consistently for the last 4 decades, a ratio roughly 2-to-1 between Black and white unemployment rates.
And within the African community, obviously there are still more categories, male, female, young workers, older workers. How do those compare to one another?
Well, if you look at Black women, the rates for Black women last month were 11.8%. That fell slightly from a rate of 12.4% in May. For men, this past month, it was 17.4%. That slight increase from 17.1%. For teens, the numbers were extremely high, kind of horrific. Overall, it's a slight increase from 38% in May to 39.9% in June. What you saw, though, for Black male teens, it rose to 43.2%.
43%?
It's huge. One thing to keep in mind, from month to month, you see very volatile numbers, but still these are very, 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 very high numbers and portend a serious problem down the road.
And presumably it's going to take longer to get out of that situation even than the general population then.
Well, it takes longer, but also it takes some direct action as well. There's a tendency to simply want to kind of wave our hands and hope things get better. And as I said, we've seen for the last 50 years roughly a consistent ratio of Black to white